Once I got into the game, I knew I could push him all the way. I know he's playing great darts at the moment, and I know I'm on form at the moment, and I showed I'm on form, but it's one of them games where I just want to get into it. And when I went 4-1 down, I thought, just went a few more legs. I just want to get into the game. Don't get him smashed to bits. And at the end of it, it was, you could rule out it, and I've come out on top of that, I think.
It did look a bit of a flat start for you. You said before this Cash Converters Players Championship that you are at your best when you're out there giving it aggression and fighting, and we gradually saw you get into gear.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what it was. I think Michael, the early stage, was roaring, getting into his game, and I thought, he's not having all this. I've got to get a bit my own way and start roaring myself, get the aggressiveness in the game, and it showed when you're aggressive. For me, I play my best darts, and it showed it as well today. And I know Michael had a flat position in the middle, but that's darts. You've got to come through them flat positions and just play what you can. Like I said at the beginning, I could have folded easily and just gone out there, but I didn't. I dug in there and got back into the game.
It's another another quarterfinal of a major for you, Andy. It's routine for you nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It just shows I'm a top eight player, and quarterfinals again, it just shows I'm worthy of my position. So I need to go on now and do better than this. I mean, I'll be one of the unformed players at the moment. So next round, Phil Taylor or Adrian Lewis, but it's an all Stoke one, and also I want to play hard of it. It doesn't matter. I just play darts and I know what can I do.
It's kind of a bit different tomorrow, isn't it? Because obviously the last 2 days it's just been one game a day. Do you approach a day like tomorrow differently, because it could be a marathon for you if you're going all the way?
Yeah, of course, your preparation is always different tomorrow, because you could have 3 games tomorrow, but also it depends when you play tomorrow. You could play your first game on, then you've got probably 2 or 3 hour break, and it depends when you play, how you prepare for that game. If you're on last, you've got to prepare differently to when you're on first, so I'll find out when I'm on and I'll prepare for that game.
Is that quite difficult? I mean, you've just talked about your intensity on stage and your aggression and everything, but having to go up there, do that, and then potentially come back, have a rest, do that again, and the same thing. Is it quite difficult to maintain that level of intensity in darts?
Yeah, I think it's hard for me because my aggression's there for each game, and I'd rather play just one game and get off because I put effort into one game. I need to prove my point where I can play more than one game in a day, so we'll just wait and see tomorrow. I'll just play each game as it comes. I'll still put the aggression into the first game because I need to win that first game. So if I win that first game, we'll see how it goes from there on.
And just finally, I mean, you know, it's going to be Phil or AD next. Do you think your experience of playing in the Premier League is going to help you going into that?
It's helped me know what that Premier League is the best thing for any player who likes to play on stage, and it's worked for me all year. It's proved it. Like I say, I've got quarterfinals every TV event, and it just proves how good that Premier League is for a player.